From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nigeria's government says it hopes to contact Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. The militant group says several girls have died and they are demanding a prisoner exchange for the rest. The 11-minute video posted on YouTube early Sunday shows a masked man wearing military camouflage with dozens of weary-looking young women wearing headscarves sitting and standing behind him. A man in the video calls for the Nigerian government to release the people they are holding in Abuja, Lagos, and Maiduguri. The fastest man in the world will be crowned Sunday at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, with Jamaican runner Usain Bolt seeking an unprecedented third straight gold medal in the 100-meter dash. In all, 22 gold medals are at stake Sunday in 12 sports. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to say Monday how he would combat Islamic terrorism. Trump has for months said he would be tougher on jihadists than President Barack Obama. Trump's vice presidential running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, says Trump will offer specifics about how he would combat the Islamic State group. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has moved to roughly a 7 percentage point lead over Trump in national opinion surveys. Clinton holds leads in several key states where the outcome of the November 8th election is likely to be decided. This is VOA News.